Hello out there to my crown ones. This is Crown Riri and you're listening to the Crown Talk Podcast. On this podcast, I share my life experiences, my crown moments. That's when your heart and your crown aligns to motivate and inspire you to continue to wear your crown regardless how heavy it feels. Please visit crownones.com, crownones_com on Instagram and Crown Ones Facebook group for positive affirmation quotes and daily reminders by me that you are crowned. As always, don't forget your crown and don't forget your crown. Enjoy the show. Hi, my name is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri, and this is a Riri moment. Ever since Tina Turner passed Wednesday, May the 24th, I've been trying to create a blog post about her on my crownones.com podcast and also Flowers for the Culture podcast. And it's really hard for me to put into words this wonderful woman, this definition of a phenomenal woman defined by Maya Angelou. Like, this woman was a singer, actress, songwriter, survivor, all-around queen. And I've always just enjoyed listening to Tina Turner's music. Of course, what love's got to do with it. Like, when you play it, you have to perform it. Like, you have to be in your car and the steering wheel is the microphone. Or you have to be in the house and grab the broom and hit those high notes. And yeah, I truly really enjoyed her as a person. I'm not one of those people that can go back and watch the movie What's Love Got to Do With It, because after viewing her documentary, or even before that, I always felt like it was like traumatic to watch all that abuse happen to a woman. So with that, I know that was her story. It is a story of survival. But for me personally, I don't say, oh, let's watch What Love Got to Do With It. No. And after you hear the clip of me and my good co-host and my friend, Mr. LP, speak about it, the documentary that came out in 2021, a lot of that stuff for Tina Turner was very dramatic for her. Her narration basically was always attached to Ike Turner. Like, everywhere she went, even after, you know, they divorced and she's going about her business and she's making it at 40 years old, detaching herself from this man and starting a whole new life and trying to make it, there were still questions asked about her and Ike. And watching the documentary, I was just like, this woman has done so much, and here we are just holding her up to her past. But I am glad that at the end of the documentary, she, I believe at the time was 81, was like, you know what? I'm not telling this story anymore. That's enough for me. So I do appreciate that moment. I myself am learning how to narrate my story about things that I've been going through or have went through in the past 5 years. And once I figured it out, then that's when I would share it. But I don't want that trauma or whatever I've been through to be attached to me where it's taking over my life. And so after watching the documentary that was recapped, that we spoke about again in 2021, I watched it again and I was just like, I'm so happy that before Tina Turner left us, she told us her story. And she also said that this is the last time I'm telling it. So I just appreciate that from her. I admire her outside of her telling her story. Again, such a strong, strong woman. Strong vocals, dancing, the legs. Oh my God. So, I just wanted to put it in words of vocals. Again, I've been sitting here trying to write a blog about her life and not allowing my personal feelings about her and my personal ways that I sometimes view the culture as they see her, you know, like the Ike memes or every rap lyric saying like beat it up like Ike or eat the cake anime. Like, I always thought to myself, like, can that be triggering to her if she even heard it? But I do have a platform where I can speak and people listen, which I always appreciate. So yeah, I just wanted to recognize the queen, Tina Turner. She will be missed. She will not be forgotten. Again, her music, her story, her books, her biography. You know, if you are a person that watches a movie, not for Angela Bassett, but the Angela Bassett playing the character of Tina Turner. Yeah, so she's always going to be here with us. Her story will, you know, reside in us. I'm just happy again that when she decided at 81 years old, before she left us 2 years later, that she became the narrator of her own story. And I want to have that as a takeaway for the crownless out there. Whatever your story is attached to, just trust and believe that once you get your story out there, if you no longer want to talk about it anymore, you have that choice. You could say, hey, this is what happened. This is what it is. And I'm moving on for that. And you will still find joy. You will still find the group of people that you, your tribe that you're going to belong to. Like, that's not going to stop you. You know, we don't have to continue to attach ourselves to our trauma, especially once we're over it. Yeah. So, again, getting off my high horse, this was just me vocally saying that Tina Turner would definitely be missed. Yeah. So, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Don't forget that you are crowned. Don't forget your crown. And again, if you are trying to understand what a phenomenal woman is, Tina Turner is definitely a phenomenal woman, a phenomenal queen. Thank you.
Now you should go with yours.
Okay.
Just stay in the essence.
Sure. Speaking of retirement, I want to give a big flower to Miss Tina Turner.
Indeed.
I am super dumb excited about our documentary that will be coming out Saturday.
You gotta look like this, people.
Yes. You hear hands like this?
Yep. Shoulder bop. This is the
80s. It is a shoulder bop.
This is the 80s shoulder bop. This is not a 2000s.
You gotta do an extra bop on the left. Yes, I am super excited that she is telling her story. Yes, so she put out a headline, but I think people misconstrued it. And she was just saying that she was retiring out of her pain and her relief for her story. And I was reading, and it hit me that her success is connected to a terrible event in her life. And it's like anytime that she is performing, that's what that is. It's just the whole event. Like even that song or Rolling on the Railroad or Proud Mary. It's like a traumatic experience for her. And for her to be 81 years old and saying, I'm going to tell my story and that's going to be it for me. So I love it. I respect it. I myself believe that sometimes people hold on to that traumatic story because they think that that was what defines them. Mm-hmm. And that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. You can tell your story and just be like, I said what I said. And that's it. So shout out to her for just saying, I think I sent you a clip about her saying that she's just now getting started.
Is that a piano? Or?
I think it's like in 120.
You did say that. You did send me something.
I'm just playing.
Shut up.
She became successful. The past came up.
Her story reached so many people who felt like they had to keep their secrets locked away deep down.
That's hard. One of the worst parts of your life has been an inspiration.
Yeah. So like every article that has been coming out about the documentary I've been reading, because I'm like so excited for her.
It hurts to have to remember those times. But at a certain stage, forgiveness takes over.
So yes.
March 27th, that's like Sunday.
Yes, or Saturday.
Okay.
But yes, this flowers to her. Again, I think it's wonderful that she's taking the time out to tell her story, because the only time that we've actually heard her story was through the Tina Turner movie, which Angela Bassett is in a documentary as well, looking wonderful and sitting with Grace, of course. But yeah, I am believing that her story would just inspire people. And again, just that you don't have to be attached to your story, that if you change your narrative, it is okay. You're still going to be like that great person. So I think that happens like on social media a lot too. Even like we talk about Tyler Perry, he has to be like, well, you know, when I grew up, my mom had 8 jobs. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you get it, Tyler. You don't have to go that far back. You can go back 2 years when you were a success. So yes, I am extra excited. Like I said, I've been reading every article about the documentary. I'm ready for it. And look at her being 81 and being looking like she's 27.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like kind of scanning through it. Like when you're talking to me about it, I'm just thinking like, damn, like.
Because we are entertained by her. But me personally, I never really like put the two together.
And she's like the butt of a lot of jokes too. You know what I'm saying?
And like, then I came on here and I was like, how does she feel when she see Ike Turner memes?
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe she didn't even think about that. But she said that she has like PTSD from like dealing with that stuff. And it's like, you might sing Proud Mary.
Full-fledged trauma, man. Like,
yeah. And I think as an audience, we just listen to the music and we see her performing like just wonderful performance. But it's like in her mind, it might just be like, because music is like a time machine. And it like might bring that up to her. So even at 81, just her just saying, you know what? I'm going to tell this story this last time. Because anybody's going to be like, all right, here we go again. So this is what I did. And so, yeah. And like Angela Bassett was saying, when your trauma is like the success of what you're doing, it gets kind of confusing after a while.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Check on me. I'm probably going to watch it twice. She's like, hello? Okay. I feel like I'm just
going to I mean, that's a documentary too. Like, that's the.
Her.
That's her.
Yeah.
And she's,
yeah, I am. And shout out to HBO Max, because their documentaries have been, like, good.
Oh, yeah. HBO Max is a junk.
I haven't watched Netflix, except for the Blockbuster documentary. But, yeah, just so Jesus I am.
Christ. I'm just saying, thinking about, like, all the shit she about to say.
Mm-hmm. And she's starting
The stuff that we probably didn't even, like, that we didn't even know exists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like all that.
Yeah. And she's been performing through it.
Bless her soul, man.
Kind of like all that dancing and, you know, what do y'all want to hear tonight? And it's like Proud Mary or whatever else song is like, most of those songs are connected to Ike and them being together. So even like What's Love Got to Do with It? I mean, yeah. Me and my sister performed Proud Mary for my mom and dad when we were younger.
Yeah.
I was Tina, of course, playing James Ike.
Ooh.
Me perform in front of a fan, you know, I like the
Boredom. I can see playing Zane being damn.
Ike.
Yeah.
But yes, again, I am super excited to watch it. Like I said, you're never too old to re-narrate your story. Mm-hmm. And again, the whole thing, like, just saying, this is my last time I'm going to tell this story. Or the first and last time, honestly. But yeah.
For 16 years, she is. Endured countless acts of physical and sexual violence while working alongside Ike as husband and wife R&B band. Jesus Christ.
And then to walk away and not have anything.
Yeah. But your name.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it, man. I mean, I'm sure at the end of this documentary is going to be a lot of happiness. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be that that happy feeling. So I need to see that ASAP.
Yeah, I think it was recorded in 2019. So they were really working on putting it out. But
yeah. That's documentary time period. It's like you want to make sure all the legal stuff is in place and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I wonder who has Ike's estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the filmmaker said every time she acts to retell her story, as beneficial as it may be for other people to hear it and be empowered by it, it could be extremely painful and re-traumatizing for her.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, just think about, You know, I'm not trying to put that on her, but damn, like, for her to have stuff that, I'm telling you, it's got to be a bunch of shit that we don't even know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's that. She'll probably tell 1% of it, and it'll probably blow our goddamn mind. Mm-hmm. And for her to relive that, to tell it.
That was most of her performances.
That's what I'm saying, but like, I mean, but.
What's that balance? Even if it's that, because you.
That's a lot. That's a lot of pressure on somebody. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of like. That's a lot of hurt and pain in a person, in a body.
And then we as people expect her to keep reliving that. Because mm-hmm. she was saying like after she had already told people, she was doing like a, I think like a promo. And that was the first question was, what about you and Ike? Like, I'm out here trying to sell my album. And that being a part of her. So, yeah, I cannot wait for Dr. Annie. Like, this has been sitting like on my heart. Because... just to know that you could just re-narrate yourself. And again, say, hey guys, I'm finna go fix my shit. I'll be back.
Right.
Third person.
That's all you gotta do. Third person.
I mean. Third person. Double cactus. A cactus for the third person.
Right.
But yes, those are the two wonderful ladies that I just wanted to give us fresh in the culture. Talking about Anita Baker and Tina Turner, 163 and 81. Still doing defining things. Still defining the culture. Fighting back. If anything, Anita Baker said, I want my master's. And Tina Turner said, you know what? I'm finna give y'all this documentary. And then I'm finna go on with my life. So people thought that she said that she was dying, which I can't read or comprehend. But that's not what she was saying. She was just saying, this is my last time doing this. So, thank you, lady. And Pat hits here. Crown moment. Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we have to figure out how to tell our own stories. And a lot of the stuff that happens to me, like, I don't want to be tethered to that all the time. So,
yeah. All right with it.
Crown moment.
Good deal.
But check on me after it goes on. Love, Rain, Miss Alpy.
I'll hit you up and be like, friend. And just leave like a, I'm gonna leave a silence.
Okay.
And be like, just
because I already cried this week, which I don't know what's going on.
I was just gonna be like, friend, and then just not say nothing until you finish.
I'm like, well, did you see what I did there?
I'm like, here's your block of silence, friend.
I've been watching
for you to feel.
I'm gonna come back here and be like, y'all seen that documentary? But yes,
I'm ready for it though.
Me right, too. Right. I was like, oh, I can't get like the bootleg or.
I don't know. They might release it early. I mean, because it'd be on the app. It might be on, sitting on it the day before. Oh, that might be true. That way they come to America.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They did, because people were like, I saw it already. It's today's Thursday. But yeah.
Good dilly.
Yes. Thank you once again for pressing play and listening to the Crown Talk podcast. I hope this episode and every episode inspired you to be a greater crown individual and not to take your crown moments for granted. This episode was produced by Mr. Al Pete. Please visit MrAlPete.com and MPNLLC.com to listen to Mr. Al Pete's podcast and other cool adults in the MPN neighborhood. Please visit and subscribe to CrownOnes.com. Please follow CrownOnes_COM on Instagram and CrownOnes Facebook group to stay current on new episodes and new blog posts by me or other featured bloggers. Don't forget you are crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you.